Welcome to the Dynamics of Everyday Life, where we demystify some tricky concepts and get to know ourselves a little bit better. Welcome to the Dynamics of Everyday Life. I've been thinking and talking about bringing my enthusiasm for psychodynamics into a podcast for quite a while now, so I'm incredibly excited about getting this out into the world. I know that there's a huge body of academic work out there that we just don't access because it can seem really tricky to understand, but I think we're missing out hugely. There's lots to learn and apply to our own lives, so I'm delighted that you've decided to join me as I explore this world and find out what we can to help ourselves. And we're going to have some fun together. In this first episode, I'm thinking about who we are at the core of our identity. We all go about our days thinking we know who we are and why we act the way we do, but then something will happen and we'll be almost blindsided by either our responses, our reactions, or how we feel about what's happened. I know I've definitely thought, why am I acting like this? And who have I become here? It can be quite shocking. And it's one of the many, many reasons I stopped playing any form of competitive tennis, because it turned me into a person I didn't like very much. There might be people or situations who cause us to have exaggerated responses or that bring us concern. So let's have a think about what's going on. And as Jennifer Aniston once said in a very famous shampoo commercial, here comes the science, concentrate. Our understanding of psychology can be traced back to Freud, who started writing in the late 1800s. Now, I know he's a divisive character, but if it wasn't for Freud, we really wouldn't be as far on as we are now in understanding the human mind and why we behave the way that we do. There is a lot of mud that's slung his way. Some of it's fair, some of it's unfair. But to me, it feels quite trendy to Freud bash. Yes, he's difficult to read, but the majority of his work isn't translated that well. His ideas on women were interesting, but he was a product of his time, and I'm sure in 100 years we will be laughed at for some of our ways of thinking and being. He did have very progressive thoughts on homosexuality and was known to support parents who came to him for advice and encouraging acceptance. The key thing is that he brought the idea of the unconscious into the general population, and this is something that hadn't really been considered that much before. So in the late 1800s, early 1900s, he's writing texts such as The Interpretation of Dreams, The Psychopathology of Everyday Life, and this is aimed at the general population to really bring the idea of the unconscious and unconscious processes into everyday speech, everyday talk, the way that we all conversed. Freud describes our minds as having a conscious part, so this is the bit that we're all aware of. A pre-conscious part, so that's the bit that we aren't thinking about right this second, but we could if we wanted to. For example, I'm not thinking at the moment about the breakfast that I had today, but if somebody asked me what I had for breakfast, I could quite easily say, you know, I had porridge, a banana and a cup of tea. And the unconscious, where everything we either don't want to think about or we can't think about gets pushed, or to use a psychodynamic term, gets repressed. So one way to think about it is a bit like an iceberg. So the conscious part is the bit above the water. That's the part that everybody sees. Now don't forget as well, that's the smallest part. The pre-conscious is just below the surface. So that's easy to get to if needed. And then the largest part, the unconscious part, that's the bit underwater. Now just because we can't see it doesn't mean it isn't there. And just because we can't see it, it also doesn't mean that it doesn't have a huge impact on us. What gets repressed into the unconscious? So it's a bit like a deposit box full of memories, thoughts, drives, desires and wishes. The other thing to think about is this is how we arrived in the world too. We were all born with having an unconscious, a conscious and a pre-conscious. And our unconscious minds have been collecting information and working out how we need to behave in the world to keep us safe. And this is how we lay down patterns of behaviour and responses. So we've got this sizeable part of our minds that keeps developing. Every day we're adding to our unconscious, as there are lots of things we either don't want to think about or have space to think about. And for the most part, this is steering the ship for us. And this is where it becomes challenging, because we don't know what we don't know. But we can see it and feel it in quite a few really common situations, mostly where we feel unable to make any progress. So this can include things like repeating the same relationship over and over again, feeling stuck in the same job, maybe where we return to safe patterns of behaviour because we know that we're going to be okay in these moments. People pleasing, that's a very unconscious way of behaving. Defensive behaviour, and I'll return to the topic of defence mechanisms quite a lot, comes up a lot and sometimes for really good reasons. Maybe unconsciously we're making choices that actually don't serve us. And also responding to people and situations in ways that actually we feel they're not aligned with who we are anymore. So how can knowing this help us? So we're complicated, multifaceted beings with drives that sometimes really don't make any sense to us. The unconscious is a really active place. It's full of movement. Things are going to bubble up into our conscious minds for a variety of reasons and come out in responses. And these also might not make much sense at first glance. Remember, I talked earlier about, why am I doing this? Why have I made this choice? Why do I feel this way? We've also been adding to our unconscious since we were born. So there are going to be thoughts and patterns of behaviour that made absolute sense to us when we were 8, but not now we're an adult. The unconscious doesn't discriminate around age. It just keeps adding layer upon layer. So when we have an unconscious response to a personal situation, it might actually not be our current self that's responding. It might be how we would have responded when we were 10 or 12, maybe even 21. So Carl Jung, another eminent psychoanalyst, said, until you make the unconscious conscious, it will direct your life and you will call it fate. Now, whilst I fall more in the Freudian camp of psychodynamics, I absolutely love this quote from Jung. Because until we start to explore what might be going on in our unconscious, it's going to have control over us and it's going to impact who we are. I truly believe that knowing this can help us feel a little bit overwhelmed. If we know that sometimes our responses and reactions are coming from the unconscious parts of our minds, then that gives us something we might not have actually had before, awareness. And this is our first step into knowing ourselves that little bit better. Now, it'd be fabulous if all we needed was awareness. However, some of these patterns of behaviour have been set down over many years and they do not want to go anywhere anytime soon. The unconscious is very happy with the way that it's set itself up. It's kept us alive and surviving this many years. So it might cause a bit of a battle if it feels that we're trying to change the status quo. However, just knowing this little bit more about ourselves can help us understand our motivations at another level. And this also opens our options to possibly change them. I hope you found the world of the unconscious as fascinating as I do. Navigating the world of dynamics can be tricky as there's so much information out there. I've put together a PDF for you as a starting point for you to have a think about where unconscious behaviour could be impacting who you are and how to increase your awareness. If you'd like to get your free copy of this, the link is in the show notes. Thanks for listening to this episode of The Dynamics of Everyday Life. Please hit the follow button for future episodes and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You can follow me on Instagram at The Dynamics of Everyday Life or find me on LinkedIn at Julia Rogers. I'd love to hear from you and hear your thoughts on dynamics. The Dynamics of Everyday Life is brought to you by Coaching 42 and the fabulous team at the Podcast Boutique.